Come on, everyone else is going to do it. Oh, the power of social affirmation, group thinking. It is what finally compelled me to climb to the top of the 10-meter diving platform. It didn't look very high from the ground, but danger rarely does it? But with each step I took up the ladder, the earth seemed to just disappear below me, 10 meters high, 33 feet. And here I was, stepping out into the void by faith. Logic told my mind there was nothing to fear. It would be over in a splash. But the longer I stalled, the less faith I had. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the staircase. Or in this case, I could barely see the surface of the water. So do you ever feel you lack the faith to take the first step? Does doubt ever consume you and block you from experiencing the joy of trust? You're not alone, and you are safe here in this place and at this time. Your meditation from Hebrews chapter 11 is about faith. Not mustering up new faith, but discovering the courage you seek is already within you. The fortitude you long for has already been given to you. Faith is a gift from God. So to begin your meditation, I hope you can find a place to be honest, mindful, and genuine with your fears and doubts as we sit together in this quiet retreat. A place for you to discover faith, the joy of believing, even when lingering doubt casts its dark presence over your joy. So for now, begin by noting your breathing and beginning to relax and let your eyes move from open to a gaze to finally closed. Intentionally becoming aware of God, His Spirit and His Son present in and around you. Have faith in their presence. Seek them by faith. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I seek you by faith. May God bless the reading of His word. But first, and most importantly, seek, aim at, and strive after God. Lord God, I seek you by faith. Seek His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And Lord God, I do seek you by faith. Seek Him and His kingdom, and all these things will be given to you also. And Lord God, I do seek you by faith. For a moment, let your singular prayer be one of thanksgiving. Thankful for His gift to you of faith. For you having the faith to have faith. Enough belief to believe. These are His gifts to you. But honestly, do you ever doubt? Do you have lingering questions, moments of distrust? He knows your answer. So be honest with your reply. Have there been recent times where you felt uncertain of having sufficient faith? Whisper your answer. But therein lies the paradox. The faith you feel you lack isn't yours to lose. Your faith is sufficient because it was gifted to you by God, the creator of faith, the founder of belief. In fact, whisper that truth right now. God is the author of my faith. I do not lack. I have the faith of all that have come before me in faith. You do have enough faith. Faith abides in you deeply. It is not absent or lacking. Take these next moments to experience abundant faith abiding within you. A few moments now to encounter the indwelling faith within. Remember, you are safe here to believe in faith, by faith. Stop now. Become even more intentionally aware of your faith, even as you breathe. Take several deep, complete belly breaths. Each full, deep, and slow, one after the other. It is by faith that you breathe, that the oxygen will sustain you. You don't plan it. Your body responds to its need. Note your faithful breathing. Center and find joy in the faith that God will sustain you in your breathing. Center on your breathing. Your mind may drift from faith to lingering doubt for a moment, and that's fine. Please don't judge yourself for those thoughts. They are only thoughts. Give them no power. Instead, simply take note of the drifting, and then use it as a reminder to return without effort to your breathing and the indwelling faith within. Stay centering on God's gift to you of faith for a few more moments. Continue as you center on the faithful gift of God by listening to this, the first of three divine readings. Listen to this passage written. Don't study it too closely, but rather imagine this being a personal note of hope to you through the Holy Spirit. As you listen to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, from the Christian Standard Bible. My dear friend in the faith, I know taking those first few steps are hard, but believe that without the faith that God has given you, it is impossible to please Him. Since the one who draws near to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him, He rewards faith with faith. What did the Holy Spirit center you on in this passage? Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture of what you become aware of. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God, since the one who draws near to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. What did you notice this time? Where your mind came to rest, let that be where you contemplate by faith for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Contemporary English Bible to be a prayer of faith. Dear Heavenly Father, certainly not by my strength, but only by your grace, please grant to me the faith of Abel, the faith of Enoch, of Noah, and Abraham. For by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he didn't see death, and he wasn't found because you took him up. He was given approval for having pleased you before he was taken up. Likewise, give me the guidance to please you. Grant me the faith to even ask this of you. I can't please you by my own strength. I need divine faith, because it's impossible to please you without faith. I long to draw near to you, but I first must believe that you exist and that you will reward me for trying to find you. So I pray for the faith to seek you. And I pray this in the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these words, the thoughts and images from God. Let them become your prayer. A prayer to have the faith to seek him by faith. Faith not absent, but faith that he has, is, and will forever exist within you as a gift from him. Listen to this wider passage now, but with no other agenda than just faithfully enjoying his presence. Submit wholly to God now by faith as you listen a third time from the Amplified Version. By faith, that is, with an inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God, we understand that the worlds, the universe, and the ages were framed and created. They were formed and put in order and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith that pleased God, Enoch was caught up and taken to heaven so that he would not have a glimpse of death. He was not found because God had taken him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received the testimony, still on record, that he had walked with God and pleased him. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. All thanks to God for this, the word of the Lord. What did you encounter in this reading? What did you enjoy? Well, reflect on your experience with this passage for a moment. Does it seem like a paradox, though? Circular logic. To have the faith to ask by faith, for the faith to believe. Consider this while resting in imaginative contemplation. I want you to see yourself standing in front of a huge steel door. No amount of pounding, kicking, or ramming will get you through the door. Look at it. It's impossible. But now, as you stand there, open your hand and watch as Christ approaches you. Not you approaching Him, but Him choosing you, selecting you, as He gently places a key in your hand. As you hold it in your fingers, He even takes your hand and guides the key to the lock. He even twists your hand to unlock it. Watch as the door easily opens. The key is faith. Faith is the key. You were chosen by God to receive the key that will open the door. Not of your doing, but a gifted key from God. Take this minute to rest with your palm open in your lap, receiving the key of faith, the key to open the door leading to Him. Claim the key gift of faith. Stay here for a while longer, watching doors open. Doors once locked, but opened easily with the key of faith. Continue to be aware of your breathing too, as you whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, I seek you by faith. As you become aware of any lingering doubt or fear or frustration during your day, be mindful of the faith that exists within, His gift of faith. And be aware, too, of others you encounter on your path that are blocked by fear and doubt. Who in your life is frozen high above the water on the 10-meter platform? Who is stuck behind a steel door with no key? How might God use you to place His key of faith in their hand, the key that already rests within them? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether in the bright, hopeful rays of morning sun or the foreboding shadows of evening, be mindful of moments you feel uncertainty, to then return to the key of faith in your hand. For it will be then and there you will encounter the presence of the God for whom you seek. Now let me pray this closing benediction and blessing over you, to remember that without the faith that God has given you, it is impossible to please Him. He has given you the key of faith and will reward you for seeking Him. Now may you have the faith and the hope of Christ, belief in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and complete faith in the God for whom you seek now and forever. Amen.